Hey there, welcome to another episode of Fans of Motion, the Ultimate Night Ranger podcast. Joining me again. Man, you're starting to become a regular here.
I know, right?
Gonna start shouting out Norm every time I see you. My buddy Dave Nadelman. Dave Nadelman, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
I'm very well, very well. How about you, bud?
How I'm all right. How's life in Florida?
Summer's kicking in. We're soon getting our rain every day, and then right after that, it'll jump up to 1,000% humidity, and then it'll be disgusting the rest of the day. But that's starting.
Yeah, but at least you're not cold in the winter, I guess.
I'll take it any day. I will take it any day.
And you can do bath salts in public and no one really frowns upon it. This episode, Dave, we are going to look at there has been a re-release of the first five studio albums and Live in Japan, released on what they call like a mini LP CD. Released in Japan just a couple weeks ago. I got them. I'm going to open them up, show them. We're going to compare them to the box set that came out in 2007. All that good stuff. So, April 11th, Dave, there was a press release that was sent out from Universal Records. Night Ranger to release six classic albums as limited edition SHM CD mini LPs. Iconic band Night Ranger is thrilled to announce the release of six classic albums as limited release cardboard sleeve replica mini LPs on super high material SHM CD format. These crafted reissues celebrate the band's enduring legacy, offering fans a high quality audio experience in a collectible format. Available exclusively in Japan, June 25th. So the first question is, what is an SMH CD?
I was going to just ask you that.
The super high material CD is a type of compact disc developed by JVC Kenwood and released in 2007. It basically requires different plastic materials than the disc, which offers better transparency. It's supposed to allow a more accurate reading of the CD by the laser head and CD players. Typically they're more expensive. Now there is a thing called a SACD, which I think are a little bit higher above that, but the SMH CDs supposed to be just a better quality. I guess I'll let some of y'all decide whether that is the case. So
It seems like a lot of the FIMs, or quite a few of the FIMs actually purchased it.
yeah, I've seen a few people posting their photos of their collection. So this concept of the mini LP is not new. Back in 2008, this was released in Japan. This is the Japanese Night Ranger box set. I guess this was released 2007. So box set. And this only contained the first five records, whereas this new release contained the five records and Live in Japan. Now, the other thing is the box set comes with an obi strip for the box, but not for the individual records. So here is the individual record. So you can see it just looks like the record does. And there's one for each one. I do have Big Life open, so you can see that it comes with like a CD sleeve
Okay, like
that
an album
is
sleeve, but small, yeah.
that's the replica of the album sleeve. Does come with the Japanese booklet, CD booklet. And then each CD comes in this great little plastic sleeve, which you could take out and put it in the album sleeve if you want. Now, if you notice, these are on Geffen Records, which I think how it worked is MCA bought Geffen. And so MCA owned Geffen, Universal buys MCA, and they keep Geffen label going in certain regions of the world. So
So that 2007, that's also cardboard jackets, like an album
Correct.
jacket. Okay.
Correct. So the difference is just right off the bat is you can buy these individually, and they all come with replica Hobie strips. And these are pretty much exactly on the front. Now the back's a little different of how they were record-wise back in the 80s. So
So if you buy them individually, it's not like a packaged box set. It's
no, you have
okay.
to purchase them all individually. So with Dawn Patrol, so they come in this little plastic sleeve that has a little sticker on it. So there's your Obi strip. Then you can see on the back, it's pretty, it's got the Geffen label where MCA or Boardwalk would be.
Right.
It's still got pretty much the same, writing on it. But it's just replaced with Geffen and stuff like that. But so if you take the one from the box set, I mean, pretty much identical. I pretty much probably got to be careful so I don't
Yes.
confuse them. There are no dates. They keep the original copyrights dates of 1982 on them. The only thing, I'm just trying to see if there's a 806 602. So there's only one difference on the back. There's a product code on this. No barcode, but a product code. It's
On the
sitting
new one?
on both of them. They're really fine print right there.
Okay.
Everything else is the same on the back, except this is UICY, I think, 86 or 80602. That is the new ones. And the box set is UICY 90675. So far, that's the only way to distinguish the covers. Now, you can see on the disc, there's that code in bigger print. And if I take out the CD of this one, where you can see that 8062, the one from 2007 is 90675. Other than that, I mean, the discs are pretty.
Does the new one have the inner sleeve plastic like?
Yes, it's exactly so like with this, with when Dawn Patrol was released, there was no inner sleeve. It was just a plastic boardwalk. So
Right.
in this one, there is no sleeve. You just have the CD booklet and the disc. So, they didn't mock up anything out of the ordinary or anything like that. They kept it pretty close to what it was. It was released with a
No, I meant the plastic. Is the plastic on both copies?
What do you mean, like the like this?
No. When you pulled it out, you saw it had
Oh,
that rounded.
yeah, that,
Yeah.
yes, yeah, yep.
Okay.
Everything looks so far to be the same.
Yeah, so don't confuse them unless you got the numbers memorized.
Well, you can find the numbers on there. Just yeah, you got to know. I mean, if you had them all switched. I don't know if the actual box has that 90678, 90675, 79. So maybe they're all, I'll have to look. 75. Okay, so here's how it looks, is they're all the same. So where Dawn Patrol is 90675, Midnight Madness is probably 90676. Because if you look on the back of the box, it's got the product code right there. And if you look, it's 90675/9, telling you basically you got those five in there. So I did compare the audio from the new release to your typical Night Ranger American version CD, the compact disc, compact price one. In my opinion, you don't notice a big difference like you do with the Rock Candy. Rock Candy was a label that re-released and remastered Dawn Patrol and Midnight Madness about probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. And those were phenomenal. I put them in and right away I'm hearing stuff. Not really the case on these. Maybe a tad bit clearer, but nothing to write home about. The volume level is exactly the same as these 1980s compact, 1990s compact disc. Whereas sometimes you get, you're listening to the CDs and it's this one's low, this one's high, and you can hear the difference because you got to adjust your volume. There was no needing to adjust volume on this. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. They're not compressing everything to make it louder, and you just turn your radio up
Right.
loud. So there is that, that comp that where it's a little bit crisp, clear. And I'm sure maybe if you have a $3,000 stereo system, maybe you can tell the difference. I have a decent one, and it wasn't nothing to me to where the Rock Candies were.
The rock candies are far superior, is what
For,
you're saying.
so I guess what I would be saying is buy these for the collectible aspect, not for the audio aspect. That's my opinion. And they're worth it being, like I said, it's a replica CD, the record. And they do a real good job. So here is, if you notice, this Obi strip goes across the top. And that's originally how it was. Eventually, when they went to MCA, they put it down the side. But you have it across the top like it was back then.
I have that Japanese vinyl of that album with it across the top.
Correct. And it came with, so what it came with a booklet, a tour booklet in Japan, which is, this is one of my, vinyl wise, one of my favorite releases in the Night Ranger world. It's, first of all, it's Japanese vinyl. It's always taken care of. It's got the Obi strip. And it's got all the cool inserts, but it's also got like a almost like a tour book where it's got a lot of great photos. So it'll be interesting if they included that.
Are we opening it for the first time?
We are. I haven't opened that one. So there's
Nice.
the Obi strip going off to the side. They did not. So you got your Japanese booklet. What did I say Dawn Patrol was? Dawn Patrol was number 80602. Here is 80603. So they just go in order. But there's your cardboard sleeve.
And in there is the plastic with the
The
plastic
back,
with the CD.
yeah, I already set it down here, but there, yeah, and then inside was the plastic sleeve with the CD. So, like I said, it pretty much mirrors if you go to the Midnight Madness of the box set. Trying to see if there's any difference in texture, colors. Nothing really. Like I said, the only thing is like the product code is right there on the bottom. Those change. That's it. And like I said, if you take this out, you got the booklet, the CD. This is the one from 2007, and there's the. I mean, at the end of the day, this is probably something, and they've done this in the past, right? When they got back together in Japan in the mid-90s, MCA put out a couple best of collections for Japan only, Rock Masterpiece, I think it's called. And those were just to basically cash in on Night Ranger getting back together and going to Japan. This here is, I mean, they've already got all the designs. All they had to do was design an obi strip and basically put something together for Live in Japan, and you got a new product. And it's to probably kind of coincide with them doing their farewell tour in
Japan.
Japan coming up. So there is Midnight Madness.
I was going to think how cool it would be to make if they were able to put a label on the CD of an album.
Oh yeah, I mean it could be done,
But
but
then, you know what? What are you going to do on side two? You can't really.
yeah, I mean, now here's the thing is those labels, I mean, I would think,
Just to
I'm
make it
pretty
look like
sure,
an album.
Universal still owns MCA. Like, could you make it, the old Rainbow MCA labels? Or even Boardwalk. I don't know what the copyright issue is. I mean, it's
Right.
so it's you got separate contracts with the United States and Japan, hence why stuff's not released on Geffen here. And I'm talking about stuff that's reissued.
Or just make it look like an album. You know, that would be
Yeah.
kind of cool just to, since they're doing the packaging and
Well, here's
everything.
the thing. If you're doing this on the cheap, right? We just want to put something together. Are you going to spend money to do the CD? You're already spending money to do the obi strips.
Right.
I mean, not that it would take much, but I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to like throw the other,
Throw the
shoe.
business aspect into it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Seven Wishes. I did open this one and listen to it. I thought this sounded, of the ones I've listened to, this one sounded a little bit better. I do remember hearing a few parts in I Will Follow You that maybe I hadn't picked up before. Now there is no Rock Candy release of these.
Right. Yet.
There is an England remaster that was done maybe 20 years ago that you can find. I did not compare that, and it's not the easiest to find anyways. You'd probably spend the same amount getting this, but again, front, back, very similar. And Japanese tour CD booklet and the CD in there. And again, just the mini jacket.
And then the number is sequential, like the Midnight Madness to Doom Patrol.
What would this one be? 604? Yep, 604. So just going in order. And then today I listened to the Big Life one. Not hearing a big difference on it. So it's got the Clutter CD cover, not the one that's got all the shit removed. Which in the US, the ones without the stuff removed, with the stuff removed, was your record clubs. Not the case worldwide. Your worldwide, some of the actual official releases were without the clutter. But in the States, this would have been your first press version, and your record clubs would have had the one without all the stuff and this
Right.
line.
So my question is, on the actual CD, does it say Big Life or does it say The Big
A big
Life?
life. Well, we shall find out. There is your cover. Her jacket. Like I said, everything's the same except, at the bottom, Geffen Records.
Right.
Really the only difference. Big Life.
There we
So
go.
what Dave is referencing is on the vinyl, maybe the cassette too, I'd have to look, but on the vinyl. The record's called Big Life. Everywhere it says Big Life, but on the vinyl, on the labels, the album title is The Big Life.
Was it
So
that way on the CD too, or was it the CD, the regular CD?
I don't know about the CD. I can't say for sure. I don't think so, but
Not that it's a big deal. I was just curious if.
no, that's hey, listen, this is stuff the nerds want to know, man. Us
Yep.
nerds want to
Yeah.
know. One of my favorite releases. I just love the purple Obi strip. Like I always buy the vinyl when I see it like that. So there is.
And is that one of those that jacket that comes the plastic jacket on the outside, is that one of those resalable ones that
Yes. Yeah. So you can see it just opens
right.
and just seals back up enough to be a pain in the ass. There's your dust jacket. And these, like I said, the Japanese CD booklet has just the lyrics in it in Japanese and English and, probably something. I guess that would be the question is this something new written in the book? So let's go to Man in Motion. So I think I just saw that was different. So this looks like it has something written by Masa Itio, August 29th, 1988. So if you look, it's probably something being written about the band. And there, it's probably some classic write-up. You can see the date there. And this next page is another guy, whatever, September of 88. So they're probably including. Looks like they're including maybe reviews because this one has 88 and it looks like it's from Burn Magazine, which is the big Japanese rock mag over there that Night Ranger's on the cover of this month. So it looks like they included these rock reviews maybe or something like that. To where if you look at this one is 4 pages long and it's written by this guy and it's dated 2025. So that is one difference if you want to get into it is whatever the opening thing is, that's different in a Japanese booklet. Maybe some Japanese fans on the page can translate. Now, what's cool about being able to individually buy these is you don't have to buy all those that maybe you've already got on CD, or if you have the box set. The box set's not easy to get. I've seen it been selling up to $300 or $400. So it's nice you can buy these CDs individually. But the one thing the box set did not include that this is new is Live in Japan. So this is just a re, you know, this is something they probably had to create themselves. Here is what it's based off of. This is the laser disc that was released in Japan. Japan in Motion. They basically just take the audio from this video and make it the CD. And this is the only Obi strip there was for that. Now there wasn't, I mean, I guess it was released on CD over there, so they probably are modeling it off the CD Obi strip, not the vinyl. Because there was never a vinyl release for it. This is as
Right.
close as you will get the laser disc. And you can see the laser disc on the back. And they did a pretty good job replicating it. Here is the back, the laser disc. And you see the photos down the side. Now, what will be cool, and I don't think they did, is if there's another insert in there, which I'll show you. So here is the, so you can see the back, how it mirrors the laser disc. There's an insert.
Was that released on vinyl in Japan or no?
No, never
Never.
released on any vinyl. So based on that, there should be no booklet or anything, or dust jacket besides the plastic, because there was never a vinyl. which there isn't. There's this and just the CD. What would have been cool is,
And the CD's not black.
I did not notice that. I don't, with me, I don't see color, man. I look at every CD in person the same.
I know.
So let's do this. Where is it? So here is your US version. Nah, not really too much. The same, but I mean, mirrors it a little bit. There's the MCA and going down the side, and the Geffen going down the side. Now, one thing I notice on this, you got the Camel Records. I don't remember seeing that on any of the other ones. That's the first time I see the Camel logo, except for on the back of the album covers. So, yeah, good pickup there. It does have the same product code. It's 80607. But now the laser disc came with this booklet. That's what I was saying. It'd be kind of cool maybe if they made this the dust jacket. You know, they could have easily made that the dust jacket. But, you know, I mean, I think it's just one of those things, do we pay to have that done when people, if they're going to buy it, they're probably going to buy
When
it no matter
three
what.
people are going to notice it that are.
Yeah. So those are the Japanese releases. I will tell you there is a big difference, which is probably the same without anything, is from the streaming. So I had Seven Wishes in, and I played the disc, and then I streamed it. And you can definitely hear that sound difference. One, it's louder. Two, like Kelly, like streaming it.
Well, they really compress that when it's streamed. I mean, that's.
So, you know, Kelly's vocals were just so much better. Like Faces was the one I was cranking up, and it was just so much better and clearer and crisper and louder. So, I mean, if you're someone who streams, nothing wrong with that. But if you know, you're not getting the full audio.
Right, but the new Seven Wishes, that Faces you heard was the same as the Faces that you heard on the original Seven Wishes? I mean, the sound wise,
Well,
or
compared to
you.
streaming, these, you know, so remember I said like listening to like CD to CD, you know, one from the 80s and 90s to the ones that have been just released, these Japanese ones, not much different sound wise. You know, if you've got it turned to six on your radio and you put the other CD in, it's right at six on that one. Unlike some CDs where, you know, you put it on six and then you put the other, an older CD in, and then it sounds like it's on four, even though it's on six.
Right.
The CDs, there's not much difference, but with the streaming, there is, and it's a lot crisper. So if you're streaming, man, you got to go buy yourself a nice stereo system and get these Japanese discs, man, and start living the La Vida Loca. So, did I sell you? You think you're going to get them?
If I do, I was hoping for the sound. I wanted to hear you get them first, but I mean, I may get it just to be the completest that I can be.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. One, it's cool that if you're a collector, it's out there. And they're not horribly priced. I mean, what did I pay for them? $25 each, maybe? Something like that.
Plus shipping.
Well, I think that was including shipping. You know, there's six of them, so that's 150, right? It was less than that. I think I spent 130 something. I think if you go on there, you can get them for like 20 yen, whatever the hell that is. So I mean, they're reasonably priced. for getting them from Japan. We get them if you go
Right.
to the Fans of Motion page on Facebook. There was a link. I'll throw another link in there. I think we got them CD Japan Now. I think it was the page where I got them, and we've been kind of pushing just because they're reputable and shipping was fast and everything else. But anything else you want to see from anything I missed? What do you got for me, Dave Nadelman?
It would be nice if they boxed it. I
Yeah.
think in a
Well, maybe.
nice little packaging, and then, or I mean, maybe they give you the option to buy them individually, but maybe some kind of come up with some kind of packaging where they could maybe boost the price just a tad to cover the cost of it. But
I always said
do they want to go for that effort?
they should do a vinyl where they sell them all, let's say individually, right? And then do a box set of vinyl where they include Live in Japan on vinyl for the first time. And you can only get it in the box set. Therefore, us nerds got to
There
get
you go.
it. Yeah, it is what it is. But like I said, this is mainly something that Universal could do in Japan. Didn't take a lot of money. They basically reused all the same material they did for the 2007 box set, created the Obi strips. Didn't really even create them. They just took what they had in the 80s and formatted it to fit a miniature CD or LP, and there you go.
And I'm just wondering if they did this in anticipation of the farewell
I would
to
say
Japan,
probably.
or that may is that how they're promoting? I wonder how that's if that's the way they're promoting it.
Don't know if that's how they're promoting it, but I mean, I would say it is. Like I said, it's not uncommon. They did that for Neverland. Like I said, when Neverland was coming out, MCA beat them to the punch by a couple weeks, I think, releasing a best of from the MCA years. And, basically to be, hey, there's an anticipation, Night Ranger's getting back together. And suddenly there's, something on the market for people to go buy. And it was,
Is that the Millennium Collection or?
no, that was, it was called Rock Masterpiece. It was only available in Japan. They did two of them. They eventually released another one that combines some live stuff, I think. And it's a pretty cool cover. It's golden black. But the Rock Masterpiece Collection, it's got them in the Big Life like outfits on the cover. I might be able to find a quick picture of it here. Stand by right here. This is what it looks like. So for those, it's just like I said, never, it's them, the basically the Big Life outfits, maybe from the dust
Right.
jacket inside. And this was released. Rock Masterpiece Collection, MCA. I don't know if it gives me tracks or not here, but it's basically a greatest hits and includes a couple deeper tracks like Rumors and Eddie, I think. So, all right. Well, there you go. Deep dive, Night Ranger nerd stuff, the Japanese.
For the completest in you.
Yes. Let me know what you think if you've gotten them. Let me know about what you think of the sound quality. If you can tell any difference, let me know what you think compared that what they are compared to Rock Candy releases.
How was the shipping time? Was it pretty quick?
I did well, I ordered these back in April and they released June 26th, and
Oh,
I
so you
probably,
pre
yeah, and I pretty much got them that day or the next day. So, I mean, the box was tiny. I was like, all those fit in there? I mean, I guess so. I mean, there are many LP CDs, but So yeah, and it's a Raptor. Like I said, I'll post the link again. It's I've bought, from them numerous times, and
CD
very
Japan.
CD Japan. There you go. All right, Dave. Listen, if you're out there, go click subscribe on the YouTube. Go to the Facebook page. Click. What do? You Fans of Motion, Night Ranger. Click search. Click join, and I will approve you. All right, Dave, we got another kind of unboxing next week. You getting
We
excited?
do. Yeah. I'm ready for that one.
Right. It's a good summer, man. We're getting all kinds of good stuff to listen to. So there you are. I appreciate everybody joining us. Later.